Tonight, a title by teaching, Two Brains for a Spiritual Lobotomy. There's a verse in the Bible that transcends all that I could ever imagine. It has got to be one of the most challenging verses there is. I mean, there's some great things in God's Word, but this verse is a mind blower. It is a real mind blower, and it's 1 Corinthians 2:16, and the latter part of that verse says, "But we have the mind of Christ." Mm-hmm. Now you think about that. We have the mind of Christ. Now, what kind of brain did Jesus Christ have? Man, oh man, oh man. And yet, spiritually, we have Christ in us. We have the mind of Christ. And just a side note here, the Greek word for this word mind is nous. Nous. We'll see this word used again. But there's another Greek word that comes into play that is a little different, and I'll bring that up when we get there. But this is the mind, the organ of mental perception, okay? And we have that. You think about having the mind of Christ. That's phenomenal. That is truly a spiritual lobotomy, I think, to have the mind of Christ. And you just can't get your head around it, can you? Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at this verse here in light of the context of where it's set. So go to 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verse 12. And we'll work down to verse 16 where this particular verse is located. So 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." I mean, that verse there is really something, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We haven't received the spirit of the world. When you got born again of God's spirit, you got a spirit that opens the door to know our Heavenly Father and everything that He has freely given to us. Verse 13, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches," the Holy Spirit, "comparing spiritual things with spiritual." The gift of Holy Spirit that we have in us can open up great knowledge for us, great wisdom. It's not man's wisdom, but God's wisdom. Verse 14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." The natural man of body and soul, he's the flesh man. He doesn't know the spiritual realities of God. It says further on in that verse, "For they are foolishness unto him." And there are a lot of people out there that are foolish in that they think it's foolish to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. But boy, if they knew the Word of God, the truth of God's Word, like we heard in the manifestations, we need to hold forth the Word of life because it's the only thing that makes sense. More and more, people are not just getting it. It was interesting today in the garage fellowship with these men that are in that group. They have been in a college atmosphere for, you know, 30, 40 years, many of them. And they've seen a transformation through the years in the lives and the hearts of the students that they've been around. And they are appalled at how weak and how shallow these young people are. Mm-hmm. That they just don't have anything to hold on to. They just go with any whim of thinking of whatever somebody else says, of notoriety, They just jump on it. They don't have anything solid in their life. And it's the devil. The adversary is just doing his job to put down the truth of God's word. But thankfully, we can know God's word and we can believe it and we can share it with others. But natural man, he's a fool. Neither can he know them. This is the natural man, verse 14. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But, verse 15, he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. We can, not that we judge people and put them down, but we can make assessments, judgments on what's going on because we have the Spirit of God in us. We have the ability to have his wisdom to suss out what's really going on behind the scenes and know what to do about it. And then we get to verse 16, for who hath known the mind of the Lord? Mm-hmm. You know, again, that's such a big statement. Who knows the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Mm-hmm. You know, is anybody smarter than the Lord that he can tell him what to do? No, there's people try it. Man continues to try to tell God what he should be doing. They need to go to the Word. The Word of God makes all the difference. Then it finishes, but we have the mind of Christ. You and I, as born again ones, we have the mind of Christ. And now we have a choice. We have two brains, if you will. Yeah, we have two brains in our noggins. And which one are we going to use? Now, we've got one that we've had since we were born. It's got a lot of knowledge in it, a lot of stuff it's been exposed to. But I tell you what, if you had to make a choice and a decision on life's matters, which brain do you want to use? Your natural brain or the mind of Christ? Yeah, amen. Amen. We want to know what our Heavenly Father is communicating to us. And that's where we can use this mind of Christ. Now go to Philippians, if you will, chapter 2. And we'll take a look a little bit further on this subject of two brains. Philippians 2:5. And it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, we already know we have the mind of Christ. But this word here for mind is a totally different Greek word. It's phroneo. It's in the Greek word family, phroneo. And these are the thoughts that come from the mind. These are the thinking, the thoughts that stem from the mind, the nous, if you will. So really what this is saying, let us have the thoughts, those thoughts be in you, which also Christ Jesus had. We want to think like he thinks, right? We want to be able to take care of situations like he would take care of situations. And again, let's take a look at how this verse is set in the context here. So we're going to go back a few verses, back to verse 2, if you will. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. And it says, fulfill you ye my joy, that you be like-minded. And this word like-minded is in the Greek. It's in that phroneo Greek family of words. So it really kind of means that have the same kind of thinking the same kind of things, having the same love, being of one accord and of one thought, or phroneo, that's the word for mind there. So this is the exhortation from God's perspective, that his joy, his goal is that we would have the same thoughts, the thoughts of Christ. We would have that same love, that we would be of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. You know, what is vainglory? That seems to be the national anthem of most natural men. The vanity of their minds. They glory in their success, their money, their possessions. It's all about things and accomplishments rather than a relationship with God Almighty. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Lowliness of mind, meekness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Boy, that's a humble way to live, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But that's a godly way to live. It's a wonderful way to live, that we have that meekness. And with meekness comes the wisdom of God in a big way. Verse 4, look not every man on his own things. You know, we're so concerned about all the little things in our life. But it says, but every man also on the things of others. What about our fellow man, our fellow believers? What can we do to help them? Yes, we got situations. We may have problems. But many times those are taken care of as we help other people, huh? Yeah, really. And then verse 5 says, let this mind, this thinking, this kind of thought process be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Wow. Because we have the mind of Christ, that nous, that organ of thought, the brain of Christ, then we can have the thoughts and the thinking of Christ. So, I've got a question for you. What brain are you going to use? What brain do you want to implement in your life? You got freedom of will, don't we? Mm-hmm. We can continue on with this old natural mind of ours, and it may help us in our five senses life. But what about this spiritual mind that we have? Why not tap into that more and more and more? So how do I activate this mind of Christ? How do I get these thoughts of Christ being activated in my everyday life so that I can walk with power and love? Well, there's a number of verses we could go to, but let's go to Romans chapter 12. I think this is a good place to go. You see, we're looking at the Word of God. And it's the Word of God that makes all the difference in life. Remember Hebrews 4:12? For the Word of God is quick or alive, powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's Word. Yeah, it makes all the difference. You know, another thing that happened in the garage fellowship, I'm sure bringing this fellowship up, we had an interesting time this morning. But one of the members, one of the men, had a very serious operation on his brain. He lives across the street from the garage that we use for the fellowship. His name is Morgan. And he's a great, wonderful guy. He's been a surfer all his life. And his goal is to get back out there and go surfing again. And, you know, he's older than I am a little bit. And but he's had a number of situations, and this one here was 9 hours in surgery. And he couldn't come over. He needs to stay in the house. He was in the hospital for 10 days, but he asked if we could come over. So we walked on over there and visited with him and prayed with him, and he opened his heart to us, and he said, you know, after that surgery, I had all this stuff going through my system, the anesthetics and the chemicals and all this stuff, and I was getting hit so bad by the adversary. It was the worst feeling I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had dreams that I was just holding on to the edge of a cliff and dropping into hell. And I was questioning my salvation.
Wow.
That was I really saved? I mean, he was getting hit so bad. And he said, the only thing that saved me was Scripture. He said, I remember some Scripture, and I would grab on to that Scripture. And in my dreams, there was a rock with Scripture on it. And I would just hold on to that. And yeah, it was quite a story. But, you know, the Word of God made all the difference in that man's life. And it makes a difference in all of our lives. It gave us eternal life, huh? From eternal death to eternal life. So, Romans 12:1. What do we do? How can we activate this great resource, the mind of Christ, so we have His thoughts in our heart? So, 12:1, Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, your nous, your organ of mental perception, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what it takes. We renew our mind. We are transformed because we renew our mind to say, natural mind, you're out of the picture. Mind of Christ, take over. You're in the game for me. That's how we got to do it. Verse 3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we renew our mind, right? Mm-hmm. And you look in the church epistles, and it's all about, there's sections in those church epistles about renewing your mind. And let's take a look at this one section. I'm going to close here in Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. If you then, chapter 3, verse 1 of Colossians, if you then be risen with Christ, and we all are spiritually, speak those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections, your thoughts, phroneo, your thoughts on things above. Our thinking should be on things above, spiritual matters, the truth, God's word, not on things on the earth. For you are what?
Dead.
You're dead. You're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Man, oh man, yeah. We're alive in Christ. That's what keeps us alive, is the Christ in us. Well, let's go jump down to verse 12, okay? Chapter 3 still in Colossians. Verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. You want to know how to act, how to respond to the mind of Christ and His thoughts in your heart? This is it. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity. And of course, we know charity is the agape love of God, to the which also you are called in one body, and be what?
Thankful.
Be thankful. Be thankful. And then this verse 16, I love it. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wow. You know, God teaches us the renewed mind all through the church epistles. We put off that old man, that old brain, right? The natural brain, and put on the new man with the mind of Christ, the thoughts of Christ. And we do that. And how do we do that? How do we put on the word in our life? Well, we read our Bible. You know, we put the scripture, we look at scriptures and we repeat them and retemorize them. We journal, we talk to God and write the word down. We speak in tongues much. You know, there's some wonderful things we can do to really exercise our spiritual brain, this mind of Christ, so that we can walk with his thoughts in love. Okay? All right. Father, thank you that we have the mind of Christ and we can think like he thinks. And we are privileged, Father, to be in your family and to have this so set in our lives that it's just, I know we just don't believe it sometimes, but may we rise up and believe your word more and more and walk out on it boldly. So thank you for making it available and doing this for us, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.